noble hunts, or birds as trophies. Anyone interested in birds and mammals in their natural environment these days will generally use binoculars or a camera. It was very different in the past, however, as man's interaction with wild animals was through a hunting rifle. At this stop, we will talk about the phenomenon of noble hunts and collections of hunting trophies. Hunting was an integral part of the life of the feudal lords for centuries. As the years went by, these once dangerous hunts in the wilderness on horseback became a form of refined entertainment and a major social and cultural event. However, these hunts no longer took place in the wilderness, but in areas of the landscape specially modified for the purpose, in hunting grounds and game reserves. You are now standing near the former Wild Boar Reserve, which stretched from John's castle as far as the chateau in Breslau. The estate's passion for hunting meant that many of the beautiful forests had not been cut down. They provided a refuge for the animal prey. For many centuries, hunting large animals was the privilege of the nobility in this country. The subjects took part in these hunts as beaters, and a lot of them were needed. In some of these hunting trips, the beaters walked through the landscape and drove the animals towards the nobles waiting in stands, directly in front of the cocked rifles. Many subjects could not resist poaching, but they faced very severe punishments. Some of them were hanged, ignominiously clothed in animal skins. Many nobles and other hunters were more interested in the scientific aspect than the hunt itself. The trophies were stuffed and put on display, not only for show, but also for professional and educational purposes. Museums containing stuffed animals are still a font of knowledge for visitors. They offered the chance to get a close look at animals that one would have little chance of seeing in the wild. The bones, antlers, and other exhibits lodged in museums and collections are also a valuable source of knowledge for scientists. For instance, they can compare how deer antlers have changed in size over the centuries. For more information about the noble hunts that went on here, you can visit John's castle. The big hunts ended here. The trophies were displayed in the surrounding meadows and lavish celebrations were held in the castle. The large noble collections from hunts in South Moravia can be seen at Usov Castle in the Olomouc region.